requested to speak today about the glories of Lord Nrisimhadev in preparation for Nrisimha Chaturdasi, which is only 2 days from now. So, of course, you all want to hear about how Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakasipu. But no doubt Bhakti Prishtam Swami will be describing all these nectarine things on the day of the Lord's appearance. So we will begin with some of the background of the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev. You all know these things, but Harikatha means ever fresh, isn't it? So although you all know about the descent of Jaya Vijaya and so forth, but we must discuss these things, otherwise our life is useless, you know. So the great sages, they never tire of hearing these things. The Srimad Bhagavatam was full of so many descriptions surrounding the descent of the Lord, the concepts, the philosophy, everything is there. So therefore, although you already know these things, you've heard, many of you, there are many senior devotees here, have heard for many, many years. You can recite the whole story of the, it's not story, it's history, of the why Lord Nrisimhadev advented himself and the fall of Jaya Manjaya and so forth. So first, a few comments about the fall of Jaya Vijaya, is where really the whole story begins. You know that the four Kumaras never get any older than 5 years in their appearance. And so, and they also walk naked, you know, they don't wear any clothes. So they actually, they're avaduta. Avaduta means they're not subject to social convention, you know. When they wanted to go see Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, so they went to the gates, and there are a series of gates, and then they came to the gates, Jaya and Vijaya were there, and they crossed their club and said, "Stop! You cannot enter. What are you, little boys, you naked little boys, nonsense? You're coming to see Lord Narayan, what is your nonsense? You know, how dare you? You cannot come in." Then the four Kumaras, you see, they remain 5 years old eternally by yoga maya. Of course, they're great mystics, they're great sages, they're powerful yogis. They can go, they are also Parivajikacharya. They can go anywhere in the entire creation. But they do not go into Braj, because it's a rasabhas, you know. They may go as guests to some occasion, but they cannot mingle. They cannot stay for very long, or they have to take some other form to enter into Braj. But they are, basically, they are in Shantaras, they are in a different mood, they are in Aishwarya mood. Aishwarya mood means the formality. And of course, they know everything about Braj. They're full of knowledge. They are also Mahajan. But still, as a matter of choice, as a matter of taste, they like their particular Ras, which is Shanta Ras. They like, and they're fully Atmarama. They're fully satisfied, you know. So Jaya Vijaya became very furious. No, you cannot come in. So then, Lord Narayan became aware there was a disturbance at the gate. There are no disturbances in Vaikuntha. Oh, there can be a disturbance. But there was a disturbance at the gate. And then the four Kumaras became furious. "Ha! What is this? You claim to be full of knowledge. You claim to be residents. You are guards of Vaikuntha, but you are full of ignorance. You are nonsense. You don't belong in the spiritual world. You don't belong in the spiritual sky. We curse you. You must go to the material world." Boom! Oh, please, 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 please. In the meantime, Lord Narayan arrives on the scene. He realizes that his gatekeepers have been cursed. So he gives them the choice. Well, I cannot undo the curse. If a devotee makes a curse, it cannot be undone. But I'll give you a choice. Either you can take 7 births in the material world as devotees, or you can take 3 births as demons. Which would you prefer to do? Because Jaya and Vijaya were full of knowledge. They knew about the material world. So therefore, they could understand the very horrible place. Horrible place. So if I give you a choice, would you like to... what kind of room would you like to have in the jailhouse? You know, or you're in the jailhouse, you want to have this kind of room or that kind of room. They know about the material world as a jailhouse. Durga means the jailhouse keeper, you know. So, so second, they knew that the material world is such a horrible place. He said, all right, we'll take 3 years. We'll take 3 years as a demon. Because he just went, we'll go, we'll do our duty, and then we'll get out of there. So they chose the 3 years as demons. I said, so immediately they had to descend into the material world. There are other confidential reasons for the descent of Jai and Vijay. The Lord likes to have a good fight, and there's no fighting in Vaikuntha. So who he's going to fight with? So he wants to fight with his devotee, sporting. In this material world, there are so many, in this mundane world that we know, there are so many kinds of sports. There's boxing, there's wrestling, there's, you know, these big fat Japanese sumi wrestlers, you know. And then so many different kinds of sports are there. And so these desires are in the Supreme Personality of Godhead also wants to have sporting activity. See, Vaikuntha is a little boring. That is not to say in a mundane way, but it just hasn't got lots of action. Whereas the Supreme Personality of Godhead likes action. So if he wants that kind of action like a fight, well, sorry, it's not available in Vaikuntha. So he gave the inspiration to Jaya and Vijaya also. Besides the curse, they had some idea that they wanted to fulfill the desire of the Lord for a fight. So they descended, Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyakshak. First, Hiranyakshak, as you know, is the elder brother, so he came first. As the son of Diti and Kasyapa. Now, Kasyapa Muni, he was a great saintly sage. So it's ironic that his wife Diti, should give birth to the most horrible demon. And they were so strong that he was so strong, and then later his younger brother Hiranyakashipu, so strong that none of the demigods could deal with him. And being a demon, he was making trouble and disturbance unnecessarily. Like we see in the world today, how many small demons there are. They make disturbances unnecessary. This is what demons do. They make disturbance in society. We have sufficient experience in our own world, isn't it? You know, like terrorists, you know. Unnecessary disturbance, just making trouble because they're demons, you know. So Hiranyakasipu was making trouble, terrorizing all the devas. They're hiding behind the clouds. They can't deal with him. So one of the reasons that the Lord descends personally, as he descended is Lord Nrisimhadev, is to show that nobody else has the power to deal with these super demons. Write that down, you're taking notes. He wants to demonstrate firsthand, no one but He, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has the power to deal with these super demons. Now, Lord Shiva deals with lots of demons. He kills demons. He fights with demons. There's regular activity of Lord Shiva. There are interstellar wars, you know, and Lord Shiva gets involved in these fights on the side of the, always on the side of the demigods. Even his wife, Kali and Durga, she gets involved. Like in the story of Tulsi Devi, her husband was a demon, and Sankarchuda, isn't it? So, and so they had to fight because he'd taken over the heavenly planets. He'd taken over, he'd ousted all the demigods, even Indra. Couldn't deal with this Sankarchuda, he was so powerful. So this is a regular thing that either by the direct killing or by trickery, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has to deal with these super demons. Actually, the example is that Lord Shiva fought for one whole year with Sankarchuda, but he was unable to defeat him. Do you understand? So this is on purpose that these Leela are scripted that way by Yoga Maya, by Leela Shakti, to show that, no, the at least by the trickery, by the wisdom, somehow or other, one way or other, by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the only way these demons can be killed. In the case of Sankarchuda, it was by trickery, because he was wearing the pendant of Lord Vishnu, and that made it that he could not be killed, so Lord Vishnu had to assume the form of a Brahmin beggar. Yes, what would you like? And the heroes, even the demons were heroes, what would you like? He disguised himself as a Brahmin, said, Sir, Dhanabha pranams to you, you're a great hero, I would like your pendant, please. All right, here it is. That was, even the demons were great heroes. From now they are just bloodthirsty rascals, dacoits, but the Kshatriya demons, they were heroes, you know. So by trickery of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he has to get involved, is the point, with these big, big demons. Devas cannot solve the problem. This is a major point. Why the Lord had to descend? Now, let's recite the shloka from Bhagavad Gita, everybody knows. Please say along with me. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavada bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. That was okay for starters, but Jeev Jago, please. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavada bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. Again, much more forcefully. We're talking about the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Shringadev, killing a demon that couldn't be touched even by Lord Shiva. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavada bharata abhyutana adharmasya taratmanam sujamyaham. There's a fair number of people here from the West, I think. Well, not, and there's a few from here from the West. In America, you know, Batman is very popular. Batman and Robin, his sidekick Robin, you know. In the comic books, yeah, he's a young boy, Robin, and Batman is the hero, you know. And when they make the comic books, they have the sound effects in a balloon coming from the voice of the characters, you know. So when they are fighting, you know, they write it out. Bop! Bam! So I always think of that on, you know, the pastimes of the Lord fighting with demons. Bop! Bam! With left hook, boom! Bam! Right hook, you know. Bam! Knock them out, you know. Their clubs go flying in the sky, which has never happened. The devas couldn't do that. Nobody could do that, you see? So in this way, the Lord is having lots of pleasure. Lots of pleasure. And the real devotees, they take great pleasure in the pleasure of the Lord. Jai! I mentioned in class here before that the coward boys, when Krishna fights with you, and Jai! Hare Bol! Hare Bol! Hare Bol! Hare Bol! Jai! 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 Victory! Victory! The devas aren't like that. I explained before in the past time at Braha that they were worried. Lord Brahma, please pray, don't play with him. Please dispatch him. Whole different mood we discussed. So, adharmasya, adharma. So, Ranjan Kasipu was making huge disturbance. We will take a little bit of direct information from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 2nd chapter, Hiranyakasipu, the king of the demons. Narada Muni is one of the chief narrators in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this section is narrated by Narada Muni. It's a narration. Try to understand how the Srimad Bhagavatam works. It's a narration within a narration within a narration. A story within a story within a story. Layer cake. That's the way the Bhagavatam is set up. So, first, Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to King Parikshit, Maharaj Parikshit. Then, Suta Goswami, he's speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya like that. And then they repeat, Suta Goswami repeats what Maitreya Muni said previously, millenniums ago, you know, and then Maitreya Muni becomes the speaker for a whole section, but he's not personally present speaking before the pages at Naraimasharanya. Simply, they are repeating, this is the process, Shravanam Kirtanam, repeating the previous acharyas. Real devotees know that. Real devotees don't concoct. Real devotees don't manufacture. Prabhupada was very heavy about this, don't manufacture. He used that word manufacture. Don't manufacture. Don't concoct. So real devotees, they don't concoct. So they repeat what Maitreya Muni said. They may repeat what Uddhava said. They may repeat different sadhus like that. So it is Suta Goswami then who is repeating what Narada said. It's like that. You see, this is the process. The Narada was not personally addressing the sage of the Naimisharanya. So you have to understand, it's a story within a story within a story. That makes it all the more relishable. Ki jai!
Jai!
Jai! So Sri Narada Muni said, my dear King Yudhisthira, you see, he's telling the story because actually Yudhisthira Maharaj wanted to know about what happened after Lord Boar killed Hiranyakashipu. So then what happened next? Like reading a good novel. What happened next? Yudhisthira Maharaj, he wanted to know, you know. Narada says, my dear King Yudhisthira, when Lord Vishnu in the form of Braha, the boar, killed the Hiranyakashipu's brother Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry and began to lament. So this is the, you know, material thing. Filled with rage and biting his lip. And this is what demons do. Sometimes even it becomes bloody now. Biting his lips, Hiranyakasipu gazed at the sky with his eyes that blazed in anger, making the whole sky smoky. I try to understand what powerful power he had. Thus he began to speak, exhibiting his terrible teeth. I can't make terrible teeth, but exhibiting, you know, fierce glance. I'm ready, burning everything to ashes, you know, and frowning eyebrows. Terrible to see. He took up his weapon, a trident, and thus began speaking to his associates, the assembled demons. And he names all the demons that are there. All of you kindly hear me attentively and then act according to my words. My insignificant enemies, the demigods, have combined to kill my very dear, obedient, well-wisher, my brother Hiranyaksha. This is Avidya. He thinks that Hiranyaksha is just cool, you know. Big brother, oh Jai, wow, such a cool demon, yeah. He's representing the Daityas very nicely. Go, yeah. What? He was killed by Lord Vishnu? Oh, revenge. You see, this was his mentality. But he was very upset. And everybody, all the relatives, including Diti, you know, the mother of Hiranyaksha, was very upset. So he had to pacify Hiranyakashipu, the younger brother. He had to pacify all the aggrieved relatives. Now this is very interesting. He instructed his nephews about a history of a diminish their agreement. Hare Krishna. So he refers to my insignificant enemies, the demigods, have combined to kill my very dear and obedient and well-wishing brother, Hiranyaksha. So first he begins by blaming the demigods. Well, they're the ones that call for Lord Vishnu. You know, so it's their fault that my brother is dead. So he starts by blaming the demigods. Of course, the demigods are the eternal enemies of the demons. Now, it's interesting how the demons give credit to Lord Vishnu. He says that, now, although the Supreme Lord Vishnu, they know who he is, but they cannot surrender. We should take note of that. We also know who Lord Vishnu is. We know who Krishna is. But can we surrender? That is the question. Or shall we retain our demoniac mentality? This is the problem. This is the defect. This was the problem with Hiranyakasipu. I won't read the whole thing, but it gives lengthy glorification of Lord Vishnu. And he gives knowledge as deep as the Bhagavad Gita. He knows all these things. He knows the soul is eternal. It's amazing. Scholarly. Full of Vedic knowledge. But he's a demon. So what does demon mean, really? Can't surrender. So we have to deal with our demoniac mentality. We are struggling to surrender. At least we are trying a little something. You know, but Hiranyakasipu, he was not trying to surrender. He wanted to be Lord of the universe. So he ordered his associates to reduce all the activities of the people in general who were performing jagnas, pujas, the brahmins. This is what the demons always do, you know. They persecute the brahmanas and stop religious activity. So, he says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has given up his natural tendency of equality towards the demons and demigods. They always give this credit. Lord Vishnu is neutral. But now he says, oh, now he's cheated. Now he's deviated. Now he supported the demigods. That's not fair. And this is the attitude, you know. Every time Lord Vishnu sides with the demigods, the demons get upset, you know. So, and listen how he glorifies Lord Vishnu. Although he is a supreme person now influenced by Maya. Hello? Excuse me, so you started out great, but now you're already Dharma, you've already deviated here. Now influenced by Maya. So that means that he could not understand the position of Supreme Personality of God. So it is said that a little bit of knowledge is very dangerous. So Hiranyakasipu had a little bit of knowledge, but just see how he thinks the Supreme Lord can become covered by the illusory energy, not Yogamaya, but he's speaking of Mahamaya, the material energy. He has assumed the form of a boar to please his devotees, the demigods, just as a restless child leans towards someone. I shall therefore sever Lord Vishnu's head from his trunk by my trident and with the profuse blood. Oops. With the profuse blood from his body, I shall please my brother Hiranyaksha, who is so fond of sucking blood. This is demons, you know. Thus I too shall be peaceful. When the root of a tree is cut and the tree falls down, its branches and twigs automatically dry up. Similarly, when I have killed this diplomatic Vishnu, the demigods for whom Lord Vishnu is the life and soul will lose the source of their life and wither away. So he continues preaching very strongly. He wants to destroy Brahminical cultures. This is demon. This is going on right here in India. There, demons are trying to destroy Brahminical culture. ISKCON is actually the only hope for saving Brahminical culture in India. So he says, immediately go wherever there is good protection for the cows. Now watch this. See how the demoniac can tell you. Go wherever there's good protection for the cows and brahmanas, and wherever the Vedas are studied in terms of the Varnashram principles. So he has knowledge. What he's saying, go wherever there are cows, set fire to those places, cut from the roots the tree that there which is the source of life. Thus the demons being fond of disastrous activities. Here's the description. This was, you know, what, Treta Yuga, was it? Treta Yuga or Satya Yuga? I forget. Huh?
Treta?
Satya Yuga. So the mentality is the same today. Here we see terrorists. Early terrorists. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama. While I am engaged in the business of killing Lord Vishnu, go down to the planet Earth, which is flourishing due to Brahma. See how he has knowledge. Go down to the planet Earth that is flourishing due to the Brahminical culture. It's amazing how he has knowledge. These people engage in austerity, sacrifice, Vedic study, regulated vows, and charity. Destroy all the people thus engaged. This is demonic mentality. It's still going on today. They're trying to destroy Brahmana, and they're doing a good job of it. So fight. Try to understand. As Lord Vishnu had to fight with the demons, similarly, we have to fight, but we haven't got any kind of super weapons. Krishna hasn't given us any, super arrows or super tridents and all these things, because if now neophyte devotees, if we had weapons like this, we know the first thing neophyte devotees would say, oh, I don't like Satyajit Prabhu. Instead of sending the weapon to to a demon, they first say, well, let me take out these guys that I don't like, first of all. So therefore, Lord Vishnu, no, Krishna doesn't give any weapons like that to his neophyte devotees, because we will simply start off by quarreling with one another, like the Yadus. You know the story, when the Yadus, after they're cursed by the Brahmana, and then they tried to get rid of these steel rods They tried to shred them up and they threw them in the water, but they grew into reeds, and these reeds came up and they became weapons, and they became very drunk, and then they fought with each other, started killing each other. Not like that! We have to take shelter of Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Not like that, or we'll destroy our own movement with our own nonsense demoniac mentalities. No! We cannot be like that. We have to beware. We have to be careful and strictly stay with Acharya. Strictly stay with Acharya. Strictly stay with Srila Prabhupada and his representatives. So, immediately go wherever there is good protection of the cows. And now it's a huge scandal. The cows are being stolen, especially in North India, and dragged off by dacoits. It's a huge, underworld. It's a huge mafia now, cow theft and butchery. This is going on. Set fire to these places. Thus the demons, being fond of disastrous activities, took Hiranyakashipu's instruction on their heads with great respect and offered him obeisances. And they engaged in envious activities directed against all living beings. These demons set fire to the cities, villages, pasturing grounds, cow pens, gardens, agricultural fields, and natural forests. They burned the hermitages of the saintly persons, the important mines that produce valuable metals, the residential quarters of the agriculturists, the mountain villages, the villages of the cow protectors, the cowherd men. They also burned the government capitals. Has the mentality changed any? Not really. These things are going on in the modern world. Today, as we speak, these things are going on a small scale all over the world. But in the land of pure Dharma, in Bharatvarsha, here, the motherland of all Dharma, in India, these things are going on. That is the purpose of this movement. To stop this irreligiosity. Just as Maharaj Pariksit stopped the personality of Kali. And that is this movement. To stop the personality of Kali. That is why Prabhupada established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But not with physical weapons, but with preaching, with book distribution, with Harinama Sankirtan, with cultivating the intelligent class, with helping the intelligent class and leaders understand. We must save the Dharma. We must save the pure Sanatan Dharma, which is the tradition of our motherland. In India, we must preach like that. I call it spiritual nationalism. Get them riled up. So they will say, yes, we must support this ISKCON movement because we must save Dharma before it's too late. We must preach like that. Because these activities of Hiranyakashipu, what orders he gave to his men, this is going on today in different ways. How the Brahminical culture, just like the previous administration, said, there never was any golden Vedic civilization in India. They directly preached, it didn't exist. They were saying the Vedic civilization in the Saraswati Valley is all mythology. But then they were busted by the NASA photographs, the satellite photographs that showed the dried up riverbed of Saraswati and showed from the photographs of the satellite, the ruins of the civilization along Saraswati River, they could be seen by the satellite, you see? So actually it blew to pieces their fraud, their lie that there never was a golden civilization in India. So, this great disturbance was going on. And therefore, the demigods pray for relief. But in this case, the primary reason for the descent of Lord Nrisimhadev was to save Prahlad, Prahlad Maharaj. Because of his love for Prahlad. And Prahlad is firmly situated in Dasyaras. There's a section where Prahlad is offering prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev after Lord Nrisimhadev kills his father. Now it's very interesting, I might have mentioned this before, that Prahlad Maharaj is in the dynasty of demons, and then he requested Lord Brahma, I want to hear about my uncle. Can you imagine Prahlad Maharaj, the infallible saint, the completely Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated devotee, says, I want to hear about my uncle who was killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to see him, actually. I want to see I want to see that personality who killed my uncle. It's fascinating, isn't it? He's talking like a mundane person, my uncle. How could he be saying that? How could he even be saying that about Hiranyakshak? But he did. So in South India, there is the Braha Nrisimha temple, where Lord Boar appeared as a combined incarnation with Lord Boar and Lord Nrisimhadev combined together in one incarnation in maximum Ugra mood. So all year long they have to keep them covered with sandalwood paste in an effort to cool him down because he's so much in Ugra. That's what Prahlad Maharaj wanted to see, you know. So actually once a year they take off the chandan. And you can see, Jai Haribol! Haribol! So you can see the Ugra Nrisimha once a year, and then they quickly cover him again, because if he's so hot, he'll burn up the whole universe. Very famous deity. So then they cool him down with chandan again. There, these deities, there's a deity in Napadweep, also underwater Nrisimha, who comes up only once a year, right? Yes? You don't know? There are Nrisimha deities that are so Ugra that they stay underwater just to keep them chilled down. They're worshipped. There's a marker above the water, sort of a small temple that marks where Lord Nrisimhadev is underwater. He has to stay underwater just to cool him off. You know, Ugra. This is Ugra Nrisimha. To save his devotee, that is love. Of course, the Lord always accomplishes many things at one time. Not just one thing. The religious principles being blown to hell by, we just described how Hiranyakasipu's men were destroying the ashrams, destroying the puja, destroying all these things, destroying even the government positions, government buildings, everything, you know, totally demoniac. So that is adharma. Yada, again, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavara bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shujam yaham. So the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, had to rectify what Hiranyakasipu was doing. Under his authority, all these demons, lesser demons, were destroying dharma. But the person who destroys dharma, who orders the destruction of dharma, or who allows the destruction of pure dharma, that person is responsible for whatever his men or women are doing. The person who has authority over that, those who are acting in a demoniac way or irresponsible way, that person in charge who has a demoniac mentality or who is full of foolishness, they are responsible. You see, you can't just say, oh well, it's other men, you know. You can't say like that. No, that's proven. Therefore Lord Nrisimhadev had to appear to wipe out all this adharma of the destruction of Brahminical culture. For that reason, but secondary reason, his primary reason for appearing was to deliver his beloved devotee Prahlad. And Bhanu Swami explains that to relish rasa does not just mean Krishna and gopis. Do you know that, Prabhu? You. Krishna and gopis. What about them? Say that louder, please. That's it. You need to know what is the question. Is that all there is to rasa, Krishna and gopis? No. All activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are rasa. Our participation in the Sankirtan movement is also rasa. Try to understand. Because everything in the Sankirtan movement is going on under Yoga Maya. Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combined. So Radharani is controlling this whole movement. Yoga Maya. This entire movement is under Yoga Maya. But under Yoga Maya, things happen. Demons appear also under Yoga Maya. Like Agasura appeared. Why under Yoga Maya? So the coward boys could have some fun going into playland. A long time, decades ago, they used to talk about making a Disneyland type display in New Vrindavan, and they were going to make a giant Agasura. People could go inside the mouth of Agasura, and there was, one day it'll be done, you know, somewhere there'll be Krishna land, you know, and there'll be all the demons will be there, and you can, or you could perhaps watch an electronic robot of Krishna entering and killing the demon, and or Krishna, you know, splitting the beak of Bakasura and so forth, like that. That day is coming. Anyways, to relish rasa with his devotee Prahlad. That is his primary reason for descent, and killing demons is a side effect. Then also, Bhanu Swami explains that to enjoy this rasa, because he's in a lion body, cat, so he was licking the head of Prahlad Maharaj. You know. Okay, we have to stop. Any quick questions, or you can approach me privately since it's time, almost time for darshan. Yes? You gotta come up. I'm 50% deaf, so yes, loudly. Where is that underwater deity?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't recall. But the Prabhu's, isn't it on the Prikram? Isn't it a stop on the Prikram? It's not a stop on the Prikram? Oh, so you have to ask around where that deity is. As far as I know, it's in Navadvip, you know. But I could be mistaken. Maybe it's in some other location, but I think it's in Navadvip. But I should ask inquire from senior devotees. But I'm sorry, I don't know exactly where that deity is located. But he definitely exists. Definitely. Anything else?